Massachusetts, the first state to mandate health care coverage, is way out ahead again. It's begun requiring insurers to make public what they pay for many health services, everything from an office visit to a C-section. It's revolutionary because this information has been very hard to ferret out. WBUR's Martha Biebinger went online to test out this new world of healthcare shopping.
The kids are asleep, and I've settled into a comfy armchair in the corner of my living room, one of my favorite spots for shopping online. I've got my laptop open, and I'm ready to search for a bone density test. Put in my location, Boston, Massachusetts, and hit the search button. It looks like the price that my insurer pays varies from $190 at Harvard Vanguard to $445 at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
This is a very big deal.
Barbara Anthony, Undersecretary for Consumer Affairs in Massachusetts, says it's a big deal because for the first time, patients can see how much a test or procedure will cost in advance.
What we're doing here is we're letting the light shine in on healthcare prices in Massachusetts.
The online tools also calculate your cost based on your plan. Anthony's office has launched an ad campaign urging patients to try shopping for healthcare. Doctors and hospitals are becoming frequent users of the online cost tools too, says Anthony.
Providers, hospitals, they're already saying, I don't want to be the highest priced provider on your website. I thought I was lower than my competitors. That's exactly the kind of reaction we want to see.
Because, says Anthony, we need to understand why one hospital charges 3, 4, or 5 times more than its competitors, and see if exposing these differences will drive down prices.
I'm just talking about sensible, rational pricing. And right now, healthcare prices are anything but that.
Take, for example, the cost of an upper back MRI, says Sue Amsel, who oversees the shopping tool at the insurer, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
The range here is $614 to $1,800, so 3 times. That, to me, is a very big range.
In this case, the most expensive MRI is at Boston Children's Hospital, and the lowest cost option is at New England Baptist, a hospital that specializes in orthopedics. The total cost of most surgeries is not yet available, but Amsel says you can search for hundreds of tests, procedures, and office visits.
It's eye-opening. I'm always surprised at the differences between providers.
Now, most of us do not have a strong incentive to shop. We pay the same $25 or $30 copay no matter where we go for an MRI. But Amsel says more and more people have high deductible plans where patients pay the full cost of an office visit or test up to the amount of their deductible.
It's not just for choosing. It's primarily for getting you the information about whatever you're having done, how much that's going to cost, so you can plan for it.
After spending a lot of time window shopping for common tests, I have some tips for my fellow healthcare bargain hunters. There are no uniform prices. They vary from one insurer to the next. And you have to read the fine print on these sites to know what is and is not included in the dollar figure you'll see online. There are kinks to work out as Massachusetts becomes the first state to require that insurers put price tags on healthcare. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, WBUR, and Kaiser Health News.